Video games, once perhaps dismissed as a wasteful pastime for kids, are now very much part of our culture for all ages. Well, that's a brief summary of the findings from the Digital Australia Report 2018 from Bond University and the Interactive Games and Entertainment Association. And on the line to talk through the findings is Dr. Jeff Brand from Bond University. Thanks for joining me on Tech Daily, Jeff.
It's a pleasure, Andy.
Now, Jeff, tell me more about this research. What was the purpose? Why was it done?
Understanding the changes in the, you know, entertainment and leisure activities of Australians is really important. It's important for a whole range of reasons. It's important because we want to understand whether Australians, for example, can build products for markets. It's important to understand some of the social characteristics of digital media so that we can incorporate them into our society for better use. So what we've been doing over the past 12 years with this research is talking to adults in 1,200 households and finding out about everybody in the household and what they do with electronic games.
Okay, so the report deals a lot with who's playing games, why they're playing games. How does the report speak to some of the stereotypes that exist around who enjoys video games?
Well, it's a good question because, of course, we assume that people who play video games, first of all, are going to be between the ages of, say, 15 and 25. They're more likely to be male. We believe that their games are pretty hardcore. And sure, all of that exists, very high-tech, very young players. But it turns out that the average age of computer game players in Australia is 34. Of course, the population is aging. And we know that the average age in Australia today is 39. The median age is 38. So when the ABS reports a growth in age, we are not surprised to see a growth in the age of people who play games. But what's really interesting, Andy, is that whilst 90% of people between the ages of 5 and 14 play, 43% of all people over the age of 65 play. And I think that really turns the stereotype of the young player on its head.
Absolutely. You know, my father-in-law is in his late 60s, and he plays Call of Duty. He's pretty good, too.
Yeah, we hear everything from Civilization to Grand Theft Auto to Call of Duty, right through to what you might stereotype as an older person's game, like Sudoku or Words with Friends.
What's driving the change here? Is it simply, generations that have grown up with this technology and the interest, obviously, the new devices we have now, both of those or something else?
Look, I think it's a combination of all of those, Andy. And if I were to sort of put it into a cascading set of events, it would be, first of all, games that came to us via the Wii, for example, that created family-style games. Or you might remember in the PlayStation 2 days, some of the party games. Then we got mobile phones and tablets. And then, of course, access to broadband increased and mobile broadband increased. Then we started to get downloadable games and then more diversity of games. And then all of a sudden, we've got more people discovering that there are games for them. And I used to be, I'd travel on a plane 10 years ago, and you wouldn't see many people playing games, business people playing games. But today, you hop on a plane and there out goes the phone or the tablet, and someone's playing games.
Well, it's better than the movies on offer anyway.
No doubt.
They're interesting in this report, you look at why people play games. Are there any trends in this area?
Yeah, I mean, we've been watching this for a few years now, and I mean, obviously, games are entertaining, so people want to have fun, they want to be able to pass time, they want to de-stress. They're the top reasons. But we've seen a really big decline in those reasons just over the past few years. And what's increasing are things like playing games for social interaction, being challenged, feeling excitement, learning, exercising, and keeping the mind active. And keeping the mind active, and many older players say avoiding dementia, is a main reason why they play.
And is it more likely that people are playing as part of the family unit now compared to a few years ago?
It's true that families play together more and more. And in fact, what we're seeing right now is that in addition to playing games together as a family in the same room, I mean, we see 60% of parents play games with their children in the same room. 44% say they play online. So this is families playing online. And obviously, with so many games being available for online play mode, it's possible to play together online.
So there's plenty that industry can take away, as you mentioned, from these findings to help them develop games and who they're developing them for. But what can the average person do with this information? I mean, I guess it really does do away with a few myths, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I think, one of the things that this research tells me, for me personally, is that I need to be looking more at my media diet. I need to be taking away opportunities that games may give. Obviously, you know, as we age, games may give us a lot more opportunity to age well. And certainly our participants are saying that in the study. But, you know, the big takeaway for me is that, you know, games are increasingly a part of our media diet. So let's get the most out of them. I think probably that, you know, that 5 to 14-year-old age group and maybe even 15 to 24, they should be playing games less probably. Older people above the age of 50 probably should be playing games more. So I think it's a real powerful study because it actually helps us start to rethink this medium that we have so many simple stereotypes about.
Yeah, it certainly is very interesting to dig into this report. Dr. Jeff Brand, thanks again for taking time out to chat today on Tech Daily.
Great. Thank you, Andy.